Here is the commentary for the short-term investments assignment. Now, I give you almost 4 weeks to do this, folks, and some people get angry at me because they say I give you too much time, because what happens is they say, okay, I won't do that for a few weeks, so they put it in the back burner and then they forget about it. You can't win for losing, right? So please don't blow it off. Do work on it, but I want to give you plenty of time, so I want you to actually enjoy it. Huh? Yeah. This is the part of the class that and investing I like the best. And that is either going to the library or getting on your machine and the internet and just nosing around, looking for certain things. And in this case, what you're going to do is you're going to go around and see if you can find the highest short-term rates. Now remember, because short-term investments are normally guaranteed or pretty darn close, you can go virtually anywhere in the United States and Puerto Rico to find the best rates. So using the internet or any other resource, search the country for the highest rates on the following investments. So we got our passbook savings account, interest-bearing checking account, called NOW account, but nobody calls them that. Money market accounts at a bank or a credit union, that's different from a money market mutual fund. And then different types of CDs. Now, if you don't really want to search all over the place, go ahead and if you're happy with your bank and you're willing to, I mean, the differences are not very much, to be truthful. Actually, every once in a while, you'll find somebody who's giving you a big interest rate. Now, why are they doing that? It's because they're harder for money. But no, the banks are very flush with cash right now, so not too many people are giving you a really good interest rate. So those are the different certificates, deposits, and all the other banks and credit union accounts. The next is money market mutual funds. And some people say they can't find these. Yes, you can. Any mutual fund company, folks, well, virtually everyone. There's a couple that don't. But the vast majority of mutual funds have money market mutual funds or non-taxable money market mutual funds. So go to Fidelity, Vanguard, T. Rowe Price, MFS, Oppenheimer, the list goes on and on. Putnam, Janus, I mean, it just never stops. So go ahead and take a look at some money market mutual funds. And then T-bills, treasury bills. Well, where do you find these? The treasury. And that's going to be the other part of your assignment, is treasurydirect.gov. So those are found on the treasury. The bonus at the bottom are commercial paper and banker's acceptance notes. Now, these are very difficult to find, and the reason is because they don't usually publish them. People who have the kind of money to buy commercial paper or banker's acceptance notes have their own private brokers. So if you walk into a brokerage firm asking for some quotes on commercial paper and banker's acceptance notes, their eyes are going to light up, and they're going to think, oh, man, we got some million-dollar clients here. And when they realize you're doing it for a class, they're going to not be very happy. So, go find them if you can, but it's a little difficult to find those. Now, why do you see the rate and the yield? You see two columns. Well, we don't really spend too much time on this, but the APY, the annual percentage yield, is the true rate of return on a yearly basis, and it's mandated by the law, the Truth and Savings Act, that says that everybody has to show their rates the exact same way. The rate is usually the current daily rate. That's on a yearly basis, but because they compound every day or compound quarterly or compound monthly or whatever, the yield is a little bit higher. So you may see two numbers. You may see the rate, maybe, 2%, and the yield 2.1%, and that's because of the compounding. I don't care if you put both or one or, it's up to you. Or you might only see one. You might only see the yield, and that's fine. Just put down the yield. Okay, so is that good? And notice it's not due for quite some time. I give you plenty of time to do it, but that doesn't mean you should just forget about it. Okay.